the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm recording this podcast on July 13th, Friday the 13th of 2018. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the conditions that a sweet potato producer might be experiencing in their fields this time of year. In July, in general, one of the things that we tend to see are portions of a sweet potato field that just aren't growing like the rest of the field. This time of year, we would expect sweet potatoes to be closing canopy. The vines are run between the rows. But there may be a portion of a producer field that isn't closing canopy, or it looks like it's behind the rest of the field. Now, the knee-jerk reaction often is to simply blame this on nematode pressure. And sometimes that's a valid reason for why a portion of a field may not be growing. But there are also other environmental factors and other things to consider as well. So some environmental conditions that may result in a lack of plant vigor in general can simply be based on location within a field. So if there's a low spot in a field and you've experienced some excessive rainfall, it could be due just simply to excessive soil moisture. Conversely, if a ridge portion of the field or high elevated portion of the field is experiencing a lack of growth, it could be due to excessively dry soil conditions. So there can be some really basic reasons such as that. There can also be reasons related to nutrient deficiencies. So in most soils in Mississippi and in most years, we recommend that the entire soil-applied fertilizer be applied prior to working the ground, rows hipped up, and then transplanted into. And usually that'll get you through the season. However, on some sandier soils, and especially on sandy soils when there are some heavy rainfall events, especially in late June and July, we can see nutrient deficiencies start to show up around day 50 to 60 after transplanting. So these may show up in a lot of different ways. One that's pretty common is to see just general yellowing of sweet potato plants, and especially on the older growth. This is usually an indication of nitrogen deficiency and can be addressed with a side dressing application of about 20 pounds of nitrogen to the acre. Of course, if you do that in a granular form, you're going to want or hope to get a rainfall to move that down into the soil where the plant can utilize it. Other things may include phosphorus deficiencies, which we see occasionally in Mississippi. However, most of our sweet potato soils are generally high enough in phosphorus. We occasionally see deficiencies that we attribute to zinc also, so that's one to keep an eye out for. And generally, what we do when we see a portion of a field that's not growing quite right is, first, we recommend that the producer manage that field based on the bulk of what that field looks like. So if you have a 20-acre field and half an acre is not growing right, continue to manage that crop for the 20 acres and not for that half acre. The other thing is, if you're really interested in knowing what the cause is to take soil samples from the symptomatic area and the asymptomatic areas, and as well as tissue samples. And those can be sent to a number of different labs, including the one at Mississippi State University in Starkville. And by taking samples from plants that are symptomatic or affected, and those that are not, you can get a better sense of what may be the underlying condition there. We do generally look for nematodes just to rule that out as a possibility. Another thing that we look at is what we call salty soils, so either saline or sodic soils. And that's a condition that we see pretty frequently in sweet potato production parts of the state. And usually one contributing factor to, quote, salty soils is soil compaction. So fertilizer and salts build up in the soil, and they just can't leach through the ground like they would without compacted soil. And so that's one thing to keep an eye out for as well. So to think about saline or sodic soils, and that's another thing that a lab can test for when you send in your soil sample. Another reason that a portion of a field may not quite be growing right may be due to herbicide carryover. So we saw this in a field a couple of years ago, a field of sweet potatoes that were several weeks old. They should have been closing canopy, and the plants looked like they were just set, the previous day. So we dug several of the affected sweet potato plants up and noticed that the roots were what we call bottle brushed or kind of stubby. And that's an indicator of an ALS herbicide. And so after some conversation with the producer, we realized that the field was in soybeans last year and that the tank had been cleaned out at the end of the field. And so the portion of the sweet potato crop the next year that just wasn't growing properly was really just a factor of growing in soil that received a high dose of an ALS herbicide the year before. But that's about all my time for today. I will go ahead and take an opportunity to tell our sweet potato producers out there about a workshop coming up on July 23rd. The Department of Labor has offered to provide a wage and hour workshop for our producers in Houston, Mississippi at the Civic Center at Joe Briggs Memorial Park. It'll start at 6 p.m. and should last about an hour and a half. There's no registration fee. You don't need to pre-register. You just need to show up. We'll have representatives with wage and hour talk about some of the common violations that sweet potato producers, especially, and just in general, ag producers in the state experience, and how to be compliant to the best of your ability with wage and hour regulations. So if you have any questions about that or anything else we've talked about today, reach out to me. My email address is stephen.myers@msstate.edu. Love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.